Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Glynis Crook. There's growing concern about the increase in the illegal harvesting and subsequent trading of the Cape's rare succulents. Many of those found in the Western and Northern Cape are not only unique but are also endangered. And there are fears that the level of poaching could result in some of them becoming extinct in the wild. I'm joined now by Leon Muller, who is a conservation manager for Cape Nature in the West Coast area. Leon, thank you so much for joining me on the program. How extensive is the problem?
Yes, sir. It's a serious problem. In the past 4 years, we've had more than about 650 different species and more than 1.5 million wild harvested plants seized. While law enforcement and reporting of the illegal harvesting is proving valuable, but it is suspected that at less than 25% of the trade is intercepted by enforcement officials. It is likely that even more plants have been removed from the wild in the past 4 years.
Who is behind the trafficking? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, behind the trafficking is a complicated setup. The crime is driven by the illicit trade in the East Asia. Most of the plants are sold to collectors and nurseries in East Asia. In South Africa, the whole plant poaching industry has been syndicated and is driven mainly by Chinese-based organizations or syndicates in South Africa. They have syndicates of local people in the communities close to where the plants occur. In most of the cases, the poachers are unemployed workers or from the local communities.
You say that you think only 25% of them are detected. This must be something that is extremely difficult to keep an eye on, to monitor. How do you manage to stop this and to get at people? The space is so vast.
Yeah, if you take in consideration the whole area from the Southern Cape right up to the Richtersveld in the Northern Cape, and then even across into the Namibian side of it is also involved, and the plants are smuggled in a similar fashion to what rhino horn or abalone is smuggled. It's the same syndicates that are involved, and it's extremely difficult to detect unless you have a proper information network. And then, of course, corruption also plays a role in making it easier for these guys to move the plants.
But you are having some success, Cape Nature, in collaboration with other groups.
Yes, we have in the past, up till June, since about 2018 till June this year, we've had 126 cases. This is specifically plant cases. And then with 304 suspects being arrested and confiscated from our side, there's 574,000 plants. So yes, we've had, and we've got very good cooperation with our SAPS members in the Western Cape.
So what more needs to be done to stop this poaching?
Yeah, that is a very difficult thing. As previously explained, it's a multi-pronged cause because you've got the illicit trade similar to what the rhino horn and abalone issue is, and those markets are overseas. So there needs to be some education on the market side on the receiving countries. But even in South Africa, the authorities national authorities got to get more involved in assisting the people on ground level to prevent this poaching. People, specifically the Department of Fisheries and Forestry and Environment, and then the Border Management Agency, because most of these plants are moved illegally across our borders.
To go back to the plants very briefly, when you find them, can they be replanted? And if not, what then impact is this having on biodiversity in the region?
It has a serious impact on the biodiversity in general. We've already, it is known that at least 4 species have gone technically extinct in the wild. These plants, when seized, are placed in a secure facility where they are cared for. But the replanting at this stage is not possible because the moment you replant these plants, you run the risk of having them being poached again. And then there's other impacts as well, or complications, as you do not always know specifically the location or where the plants are originate from. And this can cause issues when trying to replant, because some of these plants are very habitat specific and need specific habitat requirements. So, it's not always possible. No, unfortunately.
That's very unfortunate, as you say. What a terrible problem. Thanks there to Cape Nature's Leon Muller. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.
If